In this bulletin, more staff become infected with coronavirus at a Sydney aged care home. A COVID-19 outbreak under investigation in a Melbourne meat processing site. And in sport, the New Zealand Warriors have been cleared to return to the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Two further employees at a Sydney aged care home have tested positive to COVID-19, despite the operator outlining it has strict procedures in place. More than 60 people have been infected at Newmarch House and 13 residents have died. But Anglicare Sydney says it has hope that it can overcome the coronavirus. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says investigations have begun into how the two staff members became unwell.
In those cases, we are looking at how those two staff members acquired the infection and obviously looking at whether there were any infection control breaches, but also casting our net more broadly in terms of exposure to those staff.
Victorian authorities are investigating a coronavirus outbreak at a meat processing facility where eight staff members have tested positive. The Victorian government won't name the facility because it argues there's no public health risk or food safety concerns. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says Agriculture Victoria and the regulator PrimeSafe are involved in the outbreak and overseeing animal processing.
Testing for all staff is being conducted, as well as contact tracing is occurring of any confirmed cases as well. And the business has now been closed and is being thoroughly cleaned.
A nursing home in New York has reported the deaths of nearly 100 residents with confirmed or suspected cases of coronavirus. The Manhattan facility has 705 beds and it's reported 46 deaths from COVID-19 and an additional 52 deaths of people suspected to have contracted the virus. The US Food and Drug Administration has approved an antiviral drug for emergency use in coronavirus cases. The authorization of remdesivir applies to patients in hospital with COVID-19 who need oxygen supplementation. The drug is infused intravenously and 1.5 million vials will be distributed to hospitals on Monday. FDA Commissioner Dr. Steve Hahn has thanked US President Donald Trump for his leadership on the issue.
This is an important clinical advance that showed a statistically significant reduction in time to recovery for patients with COVID-19 and is the first authorized therapy for COVID-19, so we're really proud to be part of it.
US Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has denied he sexually assaulted a former Senate aide more than two decades ago. Californian woman Tara Reid, who worked at Mr. Biden's office in the 1990s, has accused the former vice president of attacking her. The 77-year-old says while women should be believed when they come forward with allegations, in this case he says the claims are false.
They should start off with the presumption they're telling the truth. Then you have to look at the circumstances and the facts. And the facts in this case do not exist. They never happened. And there's so many inconsistencies in what has been said in this case.
The Canadian government is banning assault-style weapons after the country's worst mass shooting last month at Nova Scotia. More than 20 people died in the attack, prompting the immediate weapon ban, a two-year amnesty for current firearm owners, and a compensation scheme. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there's no place for military-grade weapons in Canada.
We are banning 1,500 models and variants of these firearms by way of regulations. These weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time.
The New Zealand Warriors will arrive in Australia tomorrow after getting permission to travel from the Department of Home Affairs. 36 players and staff will arrive in Tamworth and go into 14 days quarantine. The players will be allowed to train during that period ahead of the planned resumption of the NRL season on May 28. The chief executive of the New Zealand Warriors, Cameron George, says the news is a real relief.
I understand they're very excited and finally got some direction and some certainty, which is crucial to these guys and their families, which, you know, we can't underestimate how challenging it's been for both of them, families and players, without this direction.
Well, now the weather across Australia for Sunday. Perth, mostly sunny and 29. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two, top of 14. Hobart, a cloudy day, 13. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 15 degrees. Similar in Wollongong, 19. Partly cloudy too in Sydney and 20. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Should be sunny in Brisbane, a top of 24. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.